Welcome to Possibly, where we take on huge problems like the future of our planet and break them down into small questions with unexpected answers. I'm Megan Hall. Everybody is talking about ChatGPT, the new machine learning tool for answering questions. These giant computer models need a whole lot of computing power to run, so we were curious just how much energy they use. To find out, we had Will Malloy and Kolya Shields from our Possibly team look into this.
Hi, Megan.
Hello.
So does ChatGPT need a lot of energy to run?
To figure this out, we talked to Daniel Hershkovich.
I'm an assistant professor at the University of Copenhagen in the Department of Computer Science.
Daniel studies the sustainability of models like GPT-3, the algorithm behind ChatGPT.
He says, if you want to know the emissions associated with ChatGPT, you have to consider two things.
The first is training the model, or teaching it how to work.
How does it work?
Basically, ChatGPT guesses what word comes next based on the words that came before.
But for it to make good guesses, you have to teach it how humans speak.
And that process takes a long time.
It takes overall years of GPU time to train a massive amount of computation.
What's GPU time?
GPUs are the physical pieces of hardware that run all the calculations involved in this process. And it takes electricity to power all of the computers, which generates emissions.
What's the other thing you have to consider when it comes to how much energy ChatGPT uses?
Well, then there's actually running the thing. Every time you ask ChatGPT a question, it takes some energy to give you an answer.
So it takes energy to train and use ChatGPT. But overall, how big of an impact does that have?
This is not an easy question to answer.
The private companies that create these models tend to be pretty secretive about exactly how much energy is used in these two processes. The creator of ChatGPT, OpenAI, isn't sharing these values publicly.
But we can look at other similar models to give us a ballpark. Researchers estimate that the training for ChatGPT took about 550,000 kilos of CO2.
That might sound like a lot, but in the world of carbon emissions, that isn't a big deal.
What about the emissions associated with answering a question? Like, how many pounds of CO2 does it take for ChatGPT to tell me how to poach an egg?
Daniel says that his best estimate for ChatGPT comes from looking at publicly available data from a similar model.
For another language model called Bloom, CO2 emissions are equivalent to 150 grams CO2.
150 grams? That's nothing.
Well, that really depends how many questions we're asking.
But the emissions from answering a question are mostly emissions caused by using electricity.
And the infrastructure that hosts ChatGPT is owned by Microsoft, which has already pledged to use carbon-free energy sources.
Many other tech companies are also making an effort to get more of their energy from renewable sources, which reduces the emissions of not only ChatGPT, but everything else on the internet too.
So it sounds like I don't need to worry about asking ChatGPT to help me poach that egg.
Yeah, there are plenty of things to worry about when it comes to AI, but as far as energy use, it's not a big deal.
Now if we could prevent it from replacing people like podcast reporters.
I think that's a topic for a different show.
That's right. Thanks, Will and Kolya. That's it for today. For more information or ask a question about the way your choices affect our planet, go to thepublicsradio.org/possibly or subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Ask Possibly. Possibly is a co-production of The Publics Radio, Brown University's Institute for Environment and Society, and Brown's Climate Solutions Initiative.